Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on December 4. The name is Jorge Ramos, R-A-M-O-S. As per the records provided, Jorge Ramos was seen at CarePoint Medical Center on 5-8-22, period. He gave a history of dropping a heavy object on the foot and had pain in digits 3 through 5. Brady underwent x-rays, whose results will be inserted here. Brady, they authorized him to remain out of work for 7 days. Brady, paragraph on 5-18-12, he was seen by a podiatrist, Dr. Sharma, S-H-A-R-M-A, in follow-up for left foot 5th digit crush injury. He required repair of the laceration of his 5th digit. He was feeling okay and ambulating with dressings intact and a surgical shoe. Period. He was to continue in the surgical shoe and return in 3 weeks for repeat radiographs. Period. He did so on 6-8-22 when x-ray showed slow consolidation of crush fracture of the middle and distal phalanges of the 5th digit. This was improvement since the prior visit. He was going to remain in a surgical shoe and weight bear is tolerated. He was going to return in 2 weeks to discuss return to work. He did see Dr. Sharma again on 7-6-22. He was feeling okay that day and ambulating in a surgical shoe. The laceration site to the underside of the 5th digit has closed with no signs of infection or drainage. There was no available motion noted at the PIP joint and DIP joint due to underlying fractures. Paired x-ray showed consolidation of crush fracture of the middle and distal phalanges of the 5th digit. He was cleared to return to work and wear his surgical shoe as tolerated. He expressed the patient's prognosis as guarded. The date he was cleared to return to work was 7-11-22. Next section, findings and conclusions. On 5-8-22, Jorge Ramos sustained a crush injury with laceration to his left foot while at work. He was seen at the emergency room where his laceration was closed with sutures. But he also underwent x-rays that showed several fractures. He was placed in a boot and released. He followed up with podiatrist Dr. Sharma. He performed serial x-rays that demonstrated progressive consolidation of his fractures. The laceration had healed well. On the last visit of 7-6-22, he wrote there was no available motion at the PIP joint and DIP joint due to underlying fractures. He did not observe the claimant to ambulate, but wrote he was ambulating in a surgical shoe. On the other hand, he cleared Mr. Ramos to return to work in a full-duty capacity, which would not have been possible with the surgical shoe. New paragraph, this case will be rated for fractures of the middle and distal phalanges of the 5th digit. These have healed without surgical intervention. And that is the end.